The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man was going on a journey, and he called in his servants, and he entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to a third 1. Each according to his ability. And then he went away. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing an additional 5. And he said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. And his master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. As you know, during this beautiful season of Thanksgiving and throughout November, we take stock as a parish community and we look back over the previous year to see how well we've done with using our talents. And if you were here at Holy Family a couple of weeks ago, you will have seen the state of the parish. And I hope you'll agree with me that we certainly do everything in our power not to just bury our talents in the ground, but to truly grow them. And today is Discipleship Sunday, when we take a little bit closer look at the way in which God is calling each one of us to use our talents to grow the kingdom of God. And today we have a special treat. I'm going to invite Joe Boscovich, and I believe he's going to be inviting his family to come up too, Diane and their wonderful children, to come and speak to you about their family's path of discipleship.
Stand on the side so everybody can see you. Good morning. My name is Joe Boscovich, and this is my wife, Diane, my daughter, Kate, and my sons, Johnny and Joey. We've been asked to say a few words about Holy Family, and we wanted to express to all of you how much this parish has meant to us. As many of you know, our family has been involved with Holy Family for a very long time. 32 years ago, my in-laws, Pam and Jim Abbott, became Holy Family parishioners, and their son Jimmy was baptized at Holy Family during Monsignor Connolly's first year as pastor. My wife Diane received the sacrament of confirmation at Holy Family, and this community became an important part of her childhood. When we got engaged right out of college, Diane naturally wanted to get married here. My family parish was St. Anthony's Croatian Catholic Church in Los Angeles, and I had different thoughts and thought that we should get married there just as my parents and grandparents did. It only took me one Mass at Holy Family with Diane before I was totally won over by this beautiful church, this great community, and Monsignor Connolly, and we were married here 12 years ago this upcoming July. Today, my daughter Kate is a 5th grader, and my son Joey is a 2nd grader at Holy Family School. And Diane and I have enjoyed watching them develop spiritually, and we have witnessed the deep alignment that our parish community has with our school community. For example, I recently became a part of Holy Family's Eucharistic ministry team to the homebound, sick, and elderly. At one of my first outings at a local retirement community, I was accompanied by a group of Holy Family middle school students. and learned that their participation in this ministry was part of their school curriculum. I loved hearing that. I couldn't think of a better way to teach our young people the virtues of compassion and patience than to participate in such a special ministry. The more involved that we have become with Holy Family, the more we discover how many amazing people and how many amazing families are right here in our own community, and how many amazing opportunities there are for all of us to become more involved. As Christians, I believe that we are called to spend less time thinking about what we can't do and more time thinking about what we can. As we learned in today's gospel, the Bible teaches us that we are all blessed with unique talents and treasures, and it is up to us to discern how our talents and treasures are best utilized. 1 Peter chapter 4 says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." Thank you for your time, and thank you for being part of such a big part of this special community.
Thank you, Joe and Diane, and your wonderful family, and for being such wonderful witnesses of discipleship for all of us here at Holy Family. Holy Family, I think you'll all agree with me, is a very, very special, unique place. It's a privilege to belong to this community of faith. I have to tell you, I've been here for 9 years, and Holy Family has totally ruined me for worshiping anywhere else. You know, whenever I do go and to a mass at another parish, I'm constantly comparing, and usually the other parish falls short of Holy Family. So I feel very, very blessed to have been here, be able to serve here for 9 years. So, and we stand on the shoulders of the generations who came before us. Holy Family has been a remarkable place, probably since its inception, from all that I can gather. And we continue that legacy today of being a place where, in the words of Peter Morin, who worked with Dorothy Day to set up the Catholic Worker, it's a community where it's easy to do good. And that's the call of parishes worldwide. They should be communities where it's easy to do good, where it's easy to do the work of Jesus Christ. I like to think of Holy Family as being a kind of a platform on which our ministries are able to function from, so that they can go out and do good in our local community, in our parish community, as well as in communities throughout the world. If I think of the work of Mission Haiti, for example, or the work that our Giving Bank does, or our Pastoral Care Ministry, to name just a few. The lives that they change and transform through seeing the Imago Dei, the image of God in one another, it's really quite extraordinary. So today, my task is to invite you to consider what you might do to continue this beautiful legacy of being a parish of the light. We are here because of you, because you're children of the light, because of so much of what you've done to make the ministries and the work of Holy Family possible. Wouldn't happen without you. So I'm eternally and profoundly grateful for all that you do. But today I invite you to think about, where is it that you're serving? What is it that you're doing? It may be that you're involved in a ministry already, but perhaps it's time to make a shift. Or maybe you're not involved in that way at Holy Family, and I'd invite you to consider becoming more engaged through volunteering. So in the last week, if you're a registered parishioner, I hope that you will have received one of these letters in the mail. And with that letter came a blue card, a commitment card for our annual pledge to Holy Family. And there are cards in the pew holders in front of you. And also our ushers have additional cards and pens if you need them. So just wave at them if you'd like an additional pen or commitment card. Some of you have been returning them already. We've been getting them in the mail. You might have brought them today to drop in the offertory basket. So if you have, thank you very much for completing that step. If you haven't yet, I invite you now to take out one of the cards and have a look at it. And you'll see on the bottom left-hand corner of the card, there's a little box there that you can check off if you'd like the Director of Volunteers, and that's Mary Schmoller, our wonderful Director of Volunteers, to contact you if you're interested in volunteering in some way. You might already be volunteering, but maybe you're feeling it's time to make a change. Go ahead and tick the box anyway, and then Mary will be very happy to connect with you and talk to you about other opportunities for serving in the parish as well as in the wider community. Today we have a very special opportunity. We have our annual ministry fair, so you don't even have to wait to talk to Mary. You can go and check out any of the dozens of ministries that are represented in the hall and in the gathering area after Mass this morning, and our volunteers will be more than happy to share with you some of the possibilities for getting more engaged in the parish. And I'd encourage you, if you're not already engaged, to do that, because we love that you come to Mass here. We love that you're worshiping with us. But there's nothing like really strengthening the bonds of our family by not just worshiping, but also serving with one another. We truly are a family of faith, and it's a transformational moment to be able to serve with one another and to see the Imago Dei in those that need our help and support. The second reason for the card is that we also need your treasure, to be quite frank. We need your financial help to keep this parish going, to keep the platform that is Holy Family stable, so that we can launch off into communities far and wide to make a difference, to bring the light of the gospel, to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ to so many people in our world. Many of you are giving already through the Sunday offertory envelopes, and I thank you for that. That weekly commitment is really very, very important to us as a parish. You're also able to give online through the Holy Family website, as well as by credit card. And if you're interested in finding out more about that, you can tick the appropriate box, and Teresa Shaw, who's one of our wonderful staff people, will be happy to walk you through the steps. You can also go straight to our website and sign up yourself there. I'd also ask you to complete all of the information on the card, just to make sure that we've got our updated information for you. And even if you know your envelope number, we want to make sure that we're crediting your donation to the right person. So please do go ahead and fill all of that out, as well as your email address. And if you can write that very clearly, then that would be very, very helpful. We can't do this without you. The reason Holy Family is the extraordinary place that it is, a community where it's easy to do good, where we really are the children of the light, turning this into a parish of light, is because of each of you being engaged the way that you are. So I'm profoundly grateful to all of you for all that you do for this great parish, for one another, and for those who need us in so many different ways. So thank you. And God bless. One final thing, we're not taking up a separate collection for the cards, but I'd ask you during the regular offertory time to please fold your card in two and then drop it in the offertory basket when they come by. You can also drop this off at the Pastoral Center at any time over the next few weeks. So once again, thank you so much for all that you do to make this such a very, very special place, and for all the many people that you serve and whose lives you transform. God bless you.
We really should give Cambria an applause. Why don't you just stand up and give her an applause? Thank you very much, Cambria. Please be seated. I came here to Holy Family 33 years ago, reluctantly, I might add. I think I've told you that before. And over the years, I've got to love Holy Family. I don't like it. I love it. The people of Holy Family make this a living community. The elders in the community, they're my elders. Those children are my children. I am very happy to call Joe and Diane my good friends. I celebrated their wedding here. And this is true. This is the way we live. It's the fiber of our lives. We just don't take what Holy Family gives us. Holy Family is alive not because we take something. Holy Family is alive because we give. We show up, we belong, we care. And I'm sure many of us have had the experience of when we're in our places, what's your parish? Holy Family. Oh, Holy Family in South Pasadena. Oh, that's unique. We are unique. We are a special
statement and a special witness of Jesus Christ. We are alive. We belong to one another. And so I want you to really think about what Cambria asked of you, to really take a look at the ministries. Yeah, offer yourself, belong, share, be generous. And when you come to give your financial gifts, I know we always feel better when we give. There's something meaningful about that. Now, we are very careful about where we give our finances. We need credibility, and we need accountability, transparency. And certainly, in Cambria's administration, there is credibility and there is accountability. So I want you to feel confident about that. And please support her. I know I did this for many, many years, what Cambria is doing. I wasn't quite as successful as she is, but we did it. And it's a challenge for a parish leader to stand up and ask you. So I really want you to think about supporting the community and responding to Cambria's invitation, okay? Thank you very much. You do not have to applaud. Just make sure you give, okay? Giving is better than applauding.